Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the Not Safe for Work Photography podcast. Today, we're interviewing Something About Olive. Something About Olive is an art nude model working in the Netherlands. What's shaking tonight, Olive?
Hi, how are you?
It has been a long week. I know it's night for you over in the
EU, but it's 3 o'clock, so
It's not quite night. I can't do my math.
That's okay.
That's why this is not a podcast about math. All right. Well, I normally start with some generic questions about how long you've been working as a model, but that's kind of going to be the main focus of the podcast tonight. So we'll hit a couple of these and then we'll dive into, you know, getting started as a model.
Okay, perfect.
How long have you been working as a model?
Just over a year or so now. I think I did my first shoot or my first paid shoot that wasn't like with a friend in November 2019. So that was just a few months after I moved here from Ireland. So just over a year.
Is it something you've always wanted to do, or is it something you came to want to do? Something someone introduced you to?
It's kind of difficult to say. It's something that I had always been kind of aware of, like the industry. I'd followed a lot of models or like sex workers, people in the adult industry, like fetish content creators, stuff like that on Instagram or on Tumblr and everything back on the day. So it was, good times. And I used to be like, you know, posting my nudes and everything on Tumblr and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was always quite like into the idea of being, I don't know, like naked on the internet, I guess. But it's not something I ever thought that I would specifically do. I used to be quite shy or, you know, not the sort of person that you would imagine would find themselves doing this. So it was only really a couple of years ago that I did my first photo shoot and then kind of just fell into it, doing it full time, really.
It's interesting that you mention that you were super shy. I find that seems to be a theme.
Because I listened to a few of the episodes as well, and like nearly everybody said that they were really shy. It's like, that's so funny. We all say we're shy and then we just are out here doing this.
Yeah. I do miss Tumblr. Tumblr was really, really good.
I know.
At helping you find stuff that you'd never seen before.
I know. Honestly, my entire sexual awakening, my whole life was on Tumblr, basically. So it's very sad that that's gone now.
Yeah. Well, is this full-time or supplemental? Do you have another job in addition to this?
No, this is my full-time work now. When I first moved here, I was doing a little bit of work in theater. I studied costume design for theater, so I was working making costumes for a few different productions. But obviously, that's finished now. There's no theater anymore. So I just started doing this, and it's kind of just snowballed. Really, I didn't think it was something that you could do full time, but turns out it is.
We'll dive into that in a bit because that is something else that's come up with several people. Theater is interesting. Did you ever act or has it always been kind of backstage work?
Yeah, no, always just backstage work. To be honest, I studied fashion design first and then I studied costume design. And that's what I wanted to do mostly.
So it sounds like this is more of a passion that turned into a business rather than purely for making a living.
Yeah, I never had thought about it like being a business or like a living or anything like that. I didn't know that this was something that people did. I didn't know about like touring or people being full-time models. I kind of always just assumed people did it as like for fun. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, usually, at least when I thought of models before I started doing photography, like you always think of like fashion models and catalog models, and it doesn't really occur to you that there's a level of people that are doing this for a living that are, you know, not on billboards.
Yeah, exactly. I had never really particularly been interested in fashion modeling or anything like that. So it's only after I discovered this whole world of like art modeling and that people could do like nude modeling or modeling for like life drawing and things like that, that I realized, oh, this is something I'm definitely interested in.
Your first post on Instagram was July 2019, but the post didn't really start coming until early January, February. And you mentioned your first paid shoot was in November 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, I was looking back, I think my first post on Instagram, or the one that's there now anyway, is like a selfie or something. So I guess I didn't used to use that Instagram profile for only modeling. It used to just be like a private profile where I posted like, I don't know, just stuff for my friends to see. So like selfies or like sexy pictures or, I don't know, spicy stuff that was happening in my life, basically. And then after I started doing photo shoots and posting them there and actually gaining like some followers on there, I ended up deleting quite a lot of stuff that was more like personal, just personal photos. And then also after the like the new Instagram guidelines and stuff like that, I've really deleted so much stuff that used to be on there. So my first few posts aren't really a very good like idea of my progress from the very beginning, if you know what I mean.
That makes some sense.
Yeah.
I noticed that. I was thinking of using this as kind of a timeline of your work, but that's going to not work at all, is it?
Well, kind of. No, you can. Go for it. Go on anyway. It's just a lot of stuff has been deleted, basically.
So the third picture on there is a painting. I found that interesting that kind of your first, I guess, professional paid item was a painting. Does that have any special significance for you, or is that the first time you sat as a model?
No, well, that painting actually my boyfriend did. So it's a painting of, like, a painting from a photo from my first shoot, if that makes sense. So after my first shoot, the photographer sent me a few photos, and then my boyfriend just painted that one. So yeah, I just like it, and I did used to have the actual photo up there as well, but then I deleted it when I thought Instagram was going to, like, really purge me. So yeah, that's actually that wasn't a professional thing. That was just something my boyfriend did.
No worries. So it's interesting you mentioned the Instagram thing twice now. Actually, this morning I added a question about Instagram, which I meant to tell you about before the show started, but we can dive into that now since you brought it up.
Sure.
I've heard from a couple models that Instagram is changing their content guidelines and they're really cracking down.
Yeah.
Has that impacted you yet, or are you just working kind of in advance of it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to impact me a lot more than it did. I think there was like a big thing going on. Everyone was like, oh, on this, I can't remember what date it was specifically, but it was like, oh, on this date, all the guidelines are going to change and everyone's going to be deleted. And so like in preparation for that, I removed anything that I thought would be, you know, offensive to Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's so much actually the content, but I think it was the fact that I had an OnlyFans link in my bio that was meaning all my stuff got taken down. So as soon as I removed my link tree, which is why I don't have like a portfolio or anything connected to my Instagram anymore at the minute, because I used to just get all of my posts taken down basically for sexual solicitation. And I think that's because I had an OnlyFans link attached. So once I removed that, literally like I can post stuff that like other people, I guess, aren't getting away with, because the stuff I'm posting now, like with just like nipples censored or like butt censored and stuff like that, used to get taken down immediately. And now it's all staying up. So I think it's more related to that than to actually any sort of guidelines about what you can or can't post, in my experience anyway.
Yeah, just to summarize and make sure I understand. Simple, like art nudes have been staying up, but any reference to OnlyFans is getting taken down.
Yeah, or even if I had an OnlyFans link in there and I posted something that would be art nude, it was immediately getting taken down or getting flagged, I guess. So yeah, that definitely made a difference for me anyway, getting rid of the OnlyFans link.
I have been seeing a lot of references to fans of the Only and other kind of obtuse methods of trying to get around any signature based, you know, if it detects the words OnlyFans, boom.
Yeah, immediately it's just taken down. I guess they just don't want people advertising their OnlyFans through Instagram or something. I'm really not sure.
Have you tried using like a link shortener
to
the link tree? Or
yeah, it didn't make a difference, to be honest. It still noticed it somehow. Yeah.
Have you tried looking at building a website and then linking off the link tree or the OnlyFans from the website?
Yeah, I have thought about that. So that's something I will do at some point in the future. That's definitely something people have recommended to me before as well. So that is a good idea.
Just, I'm just thinking about how many people make their living off OnlyFans, and it's interesting that Instagram can just decide, and they can, they're a private company. I get that, but they're just like, boom, you know, you can't make a living anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. They've totally targeted like, well, models and sex workers and things like that. And it's kind of a shit because they're like saying, oh, it's because we don't want, you know, you to post this stuff on Instagram, basically like for the children or for the, you know, whatever. We don't want, nude content or stuff on our platform, but I think it's really just because they don't want people advertising their paid content on there, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know that children should be on Instagram. Instagram was designed for photography and, and I don't know that every kid needs to be. Well, I think this is just a problem where every service wants to get as many users as possible because they monetize the users.
For sure, but you'd think it would be easier to have some kind of system in place where they could say, oh, you know, you have to be 18 or over to view this page or something like that, instead of
targeting. Yeah, they have to do age verification when you get on anyways, because I know you have to be 13 or over to have a social media account.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's move on from that though. We'll talk a little more about social media. I've got a bunch of social media questions down below. But cool. When you first started modeling, what was your biggest misconception?
My biggest misconception, I'm not sure, to be honest, because I think, not that I've done a huge amount of research, but just through following a lot of models or a lot of people in the industry, I kind of did have an idea of what it was going to be like prior to starting. So that was quite good. I didn't really have any like misconceptions, I guess. But I think like when I first started, I had kind of thought I was going to do more like fetish themed or bondage themed shoots, and after a while I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, and I kind of was a little bit worried, or I guess it's a misconception, that I thought maybe by saying I didn't want to do that style of shoot anymore, or by not doing any kind of explicit shoots or stuff like that, that I just wouldn't get booked, or that people like wouldn't want to work with me because I didn't want to do that type of content, which that just isn't true at all. There's a place for everyone.
That's good. I kind of want to dive into this gets into some of the later questions about working with photographers, but I'm going to hold off. I have questions about making that decision, and I'm more worried that I'm going to dive into that question and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask it again in like 10 minutes because I'm just following the list like did you make any mistakes when you first started modeling that other potentially new models may learn from?
Yeah, I think just going back to what I said before, like in terms of, I'm not sure why when I first started out, I like immediately thought I wanted to do like fetish or bondage style shoots. I guess that's just what I was seeing a lot of online, what I was interested in personally. So I thought I wanted to do that. And I think in that I didn't really enforce my boundaries and stuff like that enough. That's probably the biggest mistake I did, or doing shoots that I didn't particularly want to do, but because they were paid, I just did them anyway. So I think that is something that I would say not to do if you're a new model starting out.
How did you decide on your boundaries as a new model? Was this kind of a, did you have to try it to figure out that you didn't want to do them, or did you know that you didn't want to do them and felt pressured into doing it?
Yeah, no, that's probably true. I think I didn't know until I did it that it was a boundary. So I guess that is kind of a tricky thing. Or maybe just the fact that I was working with the wrong people maybe, or something like that. It wasn't until after I had done it and felt like, oh, actually, that wasn't what I thought it would be, or I didn't enjoy that as much as I thought I would, that then I had to start like enforcing that as a boundary.
All right. That seems like a natural segue into talking about photographers, specifically photographers who work with new models.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you have for a photographer who's working with somebody that's just getting started in modeling?
I would definitely say discuss everything that you're going to do beforehand, and don't try to sort of renegotiate stuff during the shoot. Like, you know, if a model says, oh, I'm not comfortable with this pose or this, I don't know, outfit or anything like that, don't then in the middle of the shoot try to renegotiate that, because you, as a new model, you are very vulnerable and you can just do stuff that you don't want to do in the moment because you feel like it's just easier than saying no. I feel like I felt like that a lot anyway. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Oh, also, I feel like if you're a photographer working with any model, to be honest, you should always like have somewhere for them to change, like for a nude shoot and stuff like that. I always find it quite strange when you go to a shoot and the photographer expects you to just like change right in front of them. I think that's always a good thing to have. And also provide a robe is something I would always say.
So I have three follow-up questions there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In a previous interview with Kat Malone, so I'll start with the last one. Interview with Kat Malone, she actually mentioned that she has a jumpsuit she brings.
Okay, a jumpsuit.
It's like a zip. It's like a big zip. It's an old Air Force jumpsuit that you can just strip in and out of. And since it's a jumpsuit, it doesn't leave any lines on her skin.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So I have mixed feelings about that. I don't disagree that the photographer, so I definitely don't disagree the photographer should provide a changing room if that's possible. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% with you on that one. I'm less on the providing a robe thing.
Okay. I should provide my own robe.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't know, I guess it depends on your level of comfort and you know if you want to be covered or not. Because I as a photographer, I wouldn't be comfortable giving the same robe to multiple models.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I did a shoot in December with Melancholy. Like December, like 2019, it was forever ago. And I just gave her the blanket we used. Like it was not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems weird to me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I guess it really depends as well. Like I'm thinking more for like a studio shoot or something like that. If you go and there's a dressing room or something, it's always nice if the photographer says like, oh, there's a robe there you can put on if you want.
So would you be comfortable with that? Reusing the same robe and as long as they wash it, obviously.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really care. But yeah, I guess you're probably right. Yeah, I just don't really mind if somebody has already worn it.
Yeah, and maybe we're just coming from kind of different expectations.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and then the other question that brought up was, what do you do when you're doing an outdoor shoot? Do they actually set up a like a tarp or something to change behind, or is that just a place where you just don't have a choice?
Yeah, I feel like you just don't really have a choice there. Yeah, I just take it off. But even if they just turn around, I feel like that's polite, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why it makes a difference, to be honest, because I know they're going to see me naked anyway. I just feel like the undressing part is the most vulnerable bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mental shift. I mean, generally speaking, when you undress, you're always private or you're with somebody that you're intimate with, not with a strangerness. Also, it's the same for when you're nude. So
I don't know either, to be honest.
All right. There are definitely photographers out there who target new models.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have good intentions. Probably a lot more have less than good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you run into any of them? And do you have any advice for a new model in like spotting the type and avoiding them?
Yeah, I don't think I have any particular experience with photographers targeting me as a new model. But I do know what you mean. And in terms of advice, I would say the best thing you can do as a model is get in touch with all the other models in your area. And that's what I did basically as soon as I started, was just like trying to find as many models in the Netherlands as I could to follow, that I could like interact with, that I could ask for references. I could ask, you know, does this guy seem okay? Does he seem dodgy? So I think that's probably the best advice I can give. And I also feel like something to watch out for is if somebody messages you with an idea, if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Like a photographer messaging you like, oh, I'll pay you 5,000 euros for a topless shoot or something like that. I feel like that's always something to be careful of. It's usually something dodgy in my experience.
So two questions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what's the best way to find other models in your area? I know in the area that I'm in, there's like a hashtag DMV model on Instagram. Do you use Instagram or do you use other?
Yeah, I use Instagram usually. What I would usually do, or I think what I did do, was find firstly photographers in the area. I think that's easier to do, and then literally go on their profile and follow every model that they've worked with and then just message these models and be like, hey, I am a model living in a similar area to you, like let's just follow each other, let's stay in touch, because that is the best way really to stay safe, I think. Like, have a bunch of other models that you can ask for references, or I don't know, and just to make friends as well in the industry, especially for me, because I'm in a new country. Like, I only moved here like a year ago, so it's been a really good way for me to meet people, like kind of like-minded people in just in general.
That's always good advice. Mm-hmm. So those dodgy offers you were talking about, have you received any of them, or have you just heard about them through the grapevine?
I feel like I have gotten a few messages. I mean, I feel like I can always tell that it's not something real, but I just don't know if other people can. But I feel like sometimes I get messages from just like completely blank Instagram pages asking to meet up, to shoot, to do this or that. And yeah, that's not something that I would ever obviously go ahead with.
Yeah, it helps to have a nice body of work.
Yeah, or just any work, to be honest. Or
just any work.
Even a profile picture would be good.
Helpful. All right, when you got started, how much TFP did you do? I know you said that you didn't get your first paid shoot until November 2019. Did you do any TFP work before that, or did you launch straight into getting paid?
Yeah, I basically launched straight into getting paid. My first shoot here anyway, my first shoot with somebody that I didn't already know, was a paid shoot. They just contacted me through Purpleport and said, you know, I'd like to shoot with you. Is this rate okay? And I was just like, yeah, sure. I mean, I wasn't expecting to get paid at all, but if you're going to mention it, then definitely, then for sure. So yeah, and then since then, I have really have kind of like only done paid shoots, basically, unless it's somebody that I really want to work with, or like beneficial for my portfolio, or occasionally stuff for OnlyFans as well. But yeah, I really didn't do a huge amount of TFP in the beginning at all.
That is always everybody's hope, right?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. But that was just like coincidence, basically.
I imagine it's probably a lot easier for nude models of all kinds to get paid than for, there seems to be just a giant surplus of models that want to do fashion modeling versus nude models.
Yeah, I feel like fashion modeling is, there's a lot more like, oh, do it for the exposure type of things than maybe there is in this side of it. But I'm really not sure.
Yeah. Have you ever shot for any photographers that are trying to build content for their own sites? Like selling content?
Selling content only really with photographers. There's a couple of people that I shoot with regularly who I then use the photos for my OnlyFans, and I think they also sell photo sets on their own websites. But not that often, really. There's only a couple of people that I do that with, but I do that semi-regularly just to keep the OnlyFans content as well.
I definitely feel like I've heard of mostly fetish photographers doing that.
Okay.
I know I had a discussion with, I think, Christy Connor before, who I just saw was kicked off of Instagram for being too explicit. And she mentioned that she shoots with a lot of photographers that are selling content on their websites, and that's kind of a new thing for me. I never really imagined that. Okay. Now I'm super curious about it. I need to go find a photographer that does that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to think. There is another person as well who I do some video content with. It's like a very specific fetish video content that I work with them quite regularly too, and then they sell the videos on their website. But apart from that, it's not something that I get asked to do very regularly, so it's not something that I do that often.
Right. Is that, well, we can actually, I do have a question about various styles, so we can jump right down to there. It looks like you've shot some different styles of work. In your Instagram, I see outdoor art nudes, indoor art nudes, abstract nudes, some bodyscapes. Some nude portraiture, which frankly is kind of that's a personal designation. I don't know if there's an actual genre like that, but like mm-hmm. where it's mostly focused on your face and you just happen to be naked in it.
Yeah.
And there's a couple fashion style shoots.
Okay.
It sounds like you've done some fetish modeling in the past.
Yeah.
But you're that's not a big part of your life right now. What style do you prefer modeling?
Yeah, I think in the beginning I did do more fetish stuff, and it's not something that I don't do anymore. I just don't particularly advertise that I do it or post a lot of it because I don't know, it's hard. I don't really know. Like, I don't particularly want to get booked for it, but there is people that I do it with still who I'm happy to continue working with, but I'm not really looking for new people to shoot that kind of stuff with at the moment. So I think Art Nude currently is my favorite thing to do and the thing that I do the most, basically.
Is there any specific reason that that's your favorite?
I think Art Nude outdoors specifically is my favorite. I just really enjoy it, to be honest. I like how it looks. I've always really liked the style. I like finding nice locations in nature. Just walking around naked in nature, to be honest, is always nice.
Yeah, there's lots of those nudists around, and they have whole camps for them.
Yeah, exactly. And just experimenting with different poses I find interesting, like with Art Nude. It's definitely like a challenge to come up with different types of poses and things. So yeah, that's mm-hmm. my favorite thing to do currently.
Does that also match up with the most requests you get? More requests? All right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, not so much now, I guess it's really cold, but during the summer, definitely. Like I was probably doing like an outside nude shoot like 3 or 4 times a week, which is crazy. But yeah, so that's definitely the thing I've done the most of as well.
What's the coolest location you've shot at?
I was trying to think about this when I read the questions earlier, to be honest. I can't think of anywhere in particular that's like particularly cool. When I was home in Ireland, I did a lot of shoots, like mostly self shoots just around the countryside where I'm from. It wasn't a particularly cool location, but it was something that I really enjoyed, and they're photos that I really like, so they're probably my mm-hmm. favorite. But I can't think of like a location that was particularly incredible, if you know what I mean.
Right. Looks like most of the shoots are in the countryside. You don't mm-hmm. have, I'm not seeing too many in the city. There's a couple, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people that do like the nude woman walking down Fifth Avenue, and I'm like, wow, that takes some guts.
I know. Yeah, I haven't really done, I mean, I've done a few shoots that are like walking around the city and like partial nude or, I don't know, flashing, mm-hmm. I guess, stuff like that. But no, I've not done like full nude walking down, I don't know, the city center.
And that's an interesting genre, not genre, but the flashing thing.
Because
mm-hmm. I know Richard Kern he spent an entire book doing kind of voyeur-esque shots like that.
Yeah.
Inadvertent flashing, stuff like that. But that's not something you normally see mainstream. That typically tends to be more of a fetishistic thing. How would you consider those to be art nudes or fetish nudes?
Ooh, I don't know, to be honest. I guess it is more of like a fetish thing than an artistic thing. But yeah, I have done it quite a few times, actually. I do get quite a lot of requests for like walk around the city wearing a long coat and then like flashing.
Okay. So that's all right. I was more thinking, I was like the Richard Kern book. I mentioned that one because I happen to own the book. Mm-hmm. So I'm somewhat familiar with it. But that one was very like pictures taken outside of windows, pictures taken with, you know, really voluminous shirts or, you know, skirts and things like that. That one was definitely more of what you're talking about is, I mean, I'd say it's still fetishistic, but it's more female empowered, whereas the Richard Kern book was more like male peeking.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Accidental stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Like upskirt kind of vibes.
But this was not like the creepy, like dudes holding a camera under. Yeah. but I can it's probably closer to that than So, but you get a lot of requests for those. That's interesting.
Maybe a lot, maybe not a lot, but yeah, it's definitely something.
It's enough
I've
that
done.
You commented on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely something I've done a lot for some reason.
Fascinating. All right, let's go back to shooting with photographers for a bit. Mm-hmm. How many photographers do you? Well, actually, I guess I should rephrase this question. Do you generally reach out to photographers to schedule shoots, or do they reach out to you?
Generally, they reach out to me. Mostly, I can't think of anyone in specifically that I have reached out to and been like, let's shoot. It's either usually been, if I put up like a casting call or something like that on Purpleport, or like a model available advert somewhere, people get in touch with me, or if I follow someone on Instagram or they follow me and then they message me through there. But generally, yeah, I don't tend to message people directly. I probably would do more if it was possible to travel. Like if I was going somewhere, like touring or going to a different country, maybe I would actually seek people out and message them. But so far, I haven't done really.
All right. So it sounds like you haven't really done much touring. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned you'd been shooting in Ireland somewhat, shooting in Netherlands. Are those pretty much the only places you've been shooting?
Yeah, basically. I started shooting here, and most of my shoots have been here in the Netherlands. And then when I go home to Ireland to visit, I try to book a few shoots there, but really it's mostly been here. I think maybe I've done like one or two in Belgium, but apart from that, yeah, no, it's really been just the one place.
I see. All right. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to need you to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go on tour to America.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to discuss the differences.
Okay, I'll teach you how to do a bank transfer.
How to do a bank transfer. And because I'm super interested, because that sounds the opposite of what I've heard in the US, where models that are trying to drum up work have to like hit up the photographers and be like, hey, I'm coming into your area. Although again, maybe it's the touring thing like you mentioned.
Mm. I think that it's also just the Netherlands is so small. Like I could... if I want to shoot with somebody who's like on the other side of the country, I could be there in like 3 hours. So
it's much more densely inhabited than the parts of the US at least.
Definitely. So I think it's just a case of like, everyone is so close together, and I don't know how many models there are, but it feels like a lot of the photographers that I worked with or that I work with, like also work with a lot of models that I know. It feels like there's quite a small community of models. So we all kind of just work with the same people and meet each other that way. So yeah, people just tend to message me either having seen me on someone else's profile or something like that. So yeah, interesting.
How do you generally meet the photographers you shoot with? I know I found you on Instagram, and it sounds like you've got a portfolio on Purpleport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually the main ways that I do it. Instagram, like since I've gotten more of a following there, I've started getting more jobs through there, but it used to be like basically only Purpleport. I don't know if you're on Purpleport, but it's very similar to like Model Mayhem or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think if I remember correctly, Purpleport is more Europe based and Model Mayhem's more American.
Yeah, I think
US
so.
US based.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really used Model Mayhem very much. I do have an account there, but I find it a pretty terrible website.
Interesting. Yeah, I may have to start a Purpleport then. Although, frankly, there's a ton of people on Model Mayhem. There's even more on Instagram. I'm actually really surprised at how many people are on Instagram that don't have Model Mayhem boards. But yeah. Again, maybe they're on Purpleport.
I just don't know how Model Mayhem works, to be honest. I do have an account there, but it just seems like really difficult to use. I don't know if that's just me. I feel like sometimes people message me saying they saw me on Model Mayhem, and I'm like, how? Like, literally, how did you see me on Model Mayhem? Because I can't see anyone on there. Maybe that's just
I know
just
you
me.
Asked me. I know you asked me when I first messaged you where I found you.
Was that through Model Mayhem?
On Reddit.
Oh, on Reddit. No, on Reddit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so cool. What sub was that on?
Call. That was a while ago. I've been thinking about this podcast forever, and I don't know. I don't know how long it's been since I saw you on, I guess, within the last year.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
Are you using the other social media? other than Reddit and Purpleport and Instagram?
Not so much, to be honest. I do use Reddit quite a lot just to promote OnlyFans. I have a Twitter, but I don't use it that often, but I should start using it a bit more. But yeah, no, Instagram is probably the main one that I use like 90% of the time. I feel like it's the best one for me anyway.
So you said that you use Reddit to promote your OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Do you tend to post the same content on your Instagram and OnlyFans and Reddit? Are they all kind of working in sync, or do you differentiate your content between them? I know Instagram has the content guidelines. So that one obviously is a little differentiated. So yeah. Maybe the real question is between Reddit and OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's pretty similar, to be honest. Anything that I post, like the style of work that I post on Instagram and Reddit and OnlyFans is pretty similar. I don't have anything like particularly like more explicit or anything like that on OnlyFans. Basically just more. But yeah, it's all pretty similar, to be honest. But Reddit is very good for promoting OnlyFans.
How would you recommend a new model use Reddit for their own promotion? I know I've seen some people like post like the same picture across like 50 subreddits, and some people get really specific and niche down. Like, how do you use it and how do you promote?
I guess it really depends what your niche is. Like, say for me on Reddit, I'd post in all the like redhead subs. When I used to do more like bondage stuff, I post in the, I don't know, bondage. I used to post in the Shibari sub, and then I got banned. Which,
really?
Yeah, just for promoting OnlyFans. I guess some subs are really, really strict about, even if you're not like promoting specifically, like if they go on your page and they see that you have an OnlyFans, they'll just ban you straight away. So I'd be careful with that. But yeah, it really just depends what your niche is. And for me, I try not to post in too many subs where there's like a lot of explicit content, because that's not what's on my OnlyFans. So I don't want people to like buy my OnlyFans and then be like, oh, but there's no porn on here. So I try to just find ones like, there's good photography ones, there's like a couple of art nude subs. Yeah, so just places like that, to be honest.
Where have you had the most success monetizing your work? Do you get more off OnlyFans, or do you get more off of working directly with photographers?
Yeah, definitely in person shoots directly with photographers would be like probably 70% of my income, and then OnlyFans is, yeah, not a huge amount, but still good.
Right. So it sounds like it's worth it though to set. Is it a lot of trouble to set up an OnlyFans? Is it fairly simple?
It's not a huge amount of trouble. It's quite simple. I mean, I guess it really depends how much work you want to put into it. Like, you put in what you get, or get out what you put in with OnlyFans. So I would like to try and work a little bit harder on it. Like, I don't really do any like custom content or anything like that.
For basically, it sounds like free money. Like, it's content you've already been making.
Yeah.
And you're just putting it up there to get a side, sort of a side income stream.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if you have like in any way, any kind of following on Instagram or Reddit or Twitter, I think is actually really good as well for OnlyFans. So yeah, it's not incredibly difficult. You do have to promote it quite hard, right. And it's getting harder and harder to promote if people kind of keep banning you for doing it.
Yeah. I find that so fascinating that it's 2021 and we're still banning people. It's totally okay if you're a model for Victoria's Secret or, you know, Abercrombie & Fitch to be half naked and or naked and parade around.
Yeah.
But do it for yourself and that's a banning.
I know. It's really crazy, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. Have you had any interesting, good or bad interactions with fans via Reddit or Instagram that are particularly noteworthy?
Not particularly noteworthy, to be honest. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I do get quite a lot of messages and DMs, but I feel like I don't have so many followers that I'm like overwhelmed with messages from people. I do like chatting though. There's a couple of people on Instagram and on Reddit as well who are just like people I don't know in real life, but I just chat to. because it's fun. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like talking to people and meeting new people. But yeah, no, nothing crazy, nothing really bad, to be honest. So far, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. All right. Have you set up any structures to make sure that you're staying successful? Things like trying to, you know, set up regular shooting schedules. Do you have like, you know, social media update days where you go through and set up things ahead of time? Just anything you've got set up to keep yourself on track and keep things going well?
Kind of. It's kind of hard to have a very structured schedule, I think. My weeks kind of tend to vary depending on how many shoots I have, and how much time I spend doing just like updating social media and admin and stuff like that. So it's not like hugely structured, but I do try and, you know, give myself set days off and try to, you know, do all my responding to emails and things like that in the morning and then book shoots for the afternoon, that kind of thing. But not mm-hmm. like my day-to-day life isn't like incredibly structured.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your work would improve from structure, or do you think that this is really a job that benefits from kind of, well, I'm not making a judgment call. I'm not moralizing here, because do people get into different jobs for different reasons? Some people like a super structured job, and some people like a freewheeling, I'm going to do what I want today job. Like, does this feel more like a freewheeling, do what you want every day job to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the main reasons I really like it anyway, like self-employment. Being able to literally do what I want every day and not having to be like, okay, get up at 9 o'clock, do this, do that. So I think it works
9
for
o'clock,
me.
Well, 6:30 and be online by 7. That's
yeah. So I mean, it works for me, but you know, I probably could manage my time slightly better. Possibly.
Yeah, we all could.
Yeah.
All right. How did you determine your rates? And you don't have to tell anybody your rates, mm-hmm. But like, how did you figure out what would make a livable wage for you?
To be honest, like I said, in my first shoot, the guy just like mentioned a rate and I was like, yeah. So then I just started using that basically. And then I've just slightly increased it since then, now that I've got more experience. But, and then, yeah, also talking to like friends who are also models and kind of getting an idea of what the general rate is here. In Europe and in this country anyway, specifically.
Yeah, that's interesting. It looks like we are just about out of time. Mm-hmm. I have two more questions for you and then we'll go ahead and close this out.
Okay.
So first, what is your favorite photo on your Instagram?
On my Instagram, one of my favorite ones anyway, there's one of me like in a sort of a rock pool on a beach. I that was actually a self shoot when I was back in Ireland as well. So I mean, does it count if it's a photo that I took of myself?
It does. Totally counts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's probably one of my favorites just because I had the idea and wanted to do it and then I did it and it felt great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The rock pool. Mm-hmm. Is that the one?
I think it's a black and white one,
yes,
and a color one.
There it is.
One.
Yeah, January 14th.
Yeah, I put the black and white one first, and then everyone said that they preferred the color one. So now I wish I'd put the color one first, but sure, it's fine.
It's interesting. I don't see. Oh, I see. It's got two. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. It is the color's very cool. Like not warm versus cool. Mm-hmm. Like the blue tones and the grays.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I bet that was cold.
It was really cold. Yeah, it was horrifying.
Interesting. It is. It's a very cool photo.
Thank you.
All right. Second question. Mm-hmm. For a new model, what is the most important thing they should know when they like, and I get it, there's a whole bunch of things they should probably know, mm-hmm. but what is the most important thing for a model that they should know when they decide to do nude modeling?
Most important thing. Honestly, I guess probably just communication is the most important thing with the photographer. Boundaries are important. Mm-hmm. And also just stuff like telling people where you're going, what you're doing, have someone that knows where you're going to be. Just safety first, I think.
Safety first, yeah.
Is very important. for sure.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Olive, where can everyone find you online?
Okay, I'm something about Olive on Instagram and on Reddit. I think I'm something about Olive on Purpleport as well. And also on OnlyFans. Yeah, it's the same on most of my social media.
That's nice and consistent. I actually went back. My Twitter and my Instagram handles are different. And I went back last night to trying to change my Twitter handle to match my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Twitter wouldn't let me. It was too long.
I think you actually can't change it on Twitter. So I think I'm Olive Art Nude or something on Twitter.
Yeah, nobody seems to be using Twitter.
I know.
Definitely getting a lot more pickup on Instagram than I am on Twitter. Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we're done.
All right.
If you, the listener, have a favorite model or photographer you'd like for us to interview, please let me know. Check us out at the nsfwphotographypodcast.com, on Twitter as at nsfwphotography, which is different than Instagram, which is at the nsfwphotographypodcast, and subscribe at your favorite podcast dispenser. Everybody keep shooting safely out there.